USA Radio News.
A former White House aide testimony before the House panel investigating the Capitol attack indicated that the U.S. Secret Service may have had advance warning of the potential violence at the Capitol.
The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now." To which Bobby responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing."
Cassidy Hutchinson, a top deputy to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, told lawmakers that the security team guarded the then President Donald Trump and senior White House officials were aware there were serious threat posed by some descending on Washington, D.C. on January 6th. The Secret Service has denied the allegation that Trump went after an agent. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Remain in Mexico policy will be ending.
The Supreme Court of the United States on Thursday says the Remain in Mexico policy can be allowed to end. The Trump administration program was designed to restrict immigration at the southern border, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The family of an 11-year-old boy who died on a water ride at an Iowa amusement park a year ago filed a wrongful death suit in the state court Thursday, alleging the park failed to properly maintain and repair its rides. The then family of six were on the Raging River ride at the park when the raft carrying all six family members flipped. The lawsuit claims the park continued to operate on the day of the accident despite reports of serious problems. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A judge has denied Brian Laundrie's parents' request to toss his girlfriend Gabby Petito's parents' lawsuit against them out, calling Laundrie's parents' actions callous and crude. Petito's parents are seeking at least $30,000 in damages for mental stress caused by the Laundries. The lawsuit alleges that Christopher and Roberta Laundrie helped Brian cover up Gabby's murder and were scheming to help him flee the country. The Petitos also claim the Laundries went on vacation with Brian instead of helping them find their then-missing daughter. While the Laundries argued that they had no obligations to divulge information, the judge said that their actions went far beyond simply choosing to stay silent. Fourth of July travelers will have some relief at the pump, although gas prices are still at levels never before seen for the holiday weekend. The national average for a gallon of gas is $4.86, according to AAA. That is 26 cents more than Memorial Day weekend prices, but it reflects a decline in prices in recent weeks. Gas prices peaked when the all-time record was reached on June 14th. At $5.01 a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.